SBS Radio.
Stuart Allen tem 53 anos e já nadava em águas abertas há 30 anos quando decidiu se aventurar no triatlon. Desde então, ele tem aproveitado cada segundo nadando em águas abertas.
It's hard to describe. It's really just a feeling of well-being from being in the surf and in the open water and with the elements. And that applies whether it's a magical, perfect day with not a ripple on the ocean and, you know, sunshine beating down on you, or whether it's a really iffy weather day where it might be raining or there's a storm blowing. It's a very invigorating feeling, getting in the open water. And then that time afterwards, you very much feel alive.
Dr. Sérgio Dias Alvarez é o diretor médico do Hospital de Maitland e Curry em Newcastle. Segundo ele, estudos mostram que simplesmente entrar na água salgada do mar traz inúmeros benefícios para a saúde.
One is from the temperature of the water, and that often has some relative improvements in immunity. White cell counts increase when you're exposed to cold water, and you have some improvements in parasympathetic nerve function, which is the sort of nervous system that controls your organs. The water itself can help to improve certain skin conditions because water is very rich in minerals, and those minerals help to seal the skin, and in things like psoriasis, which is a skin disorder where people get plaque development on their skin, or eczema, which can cause some breakdown in the skin.
Dr. Dias Alvarez explica que se exercitar no mar também traz inúmeros benefícios para a saúde cardiovascular e mental para pessoas idosas que tendem a sofrer com problemas cardiovasculares. Ele recomenda consultar um médico para uma avaliação física antes de começar qualquer nova rotina de exercícios.
So in order to determine how much exercise you should do, what I always recommend my patients is that they grade it. So if they've never done exercise during the first 2 to 4 weeks, they just do gentle exercise within the limits of their capacity. And then as they get fitter and fitter, they will be able to do longer and longer periods, and the intensity can also be increased. And there's a direct correlation between the amount of exercise you do, whether it's in the water or outside of the water, and your cardiovascular health.
O Relatório Nacional de Segurança Costeira de 2018 apontou que 64% dos australianos adultos não conseguem nadar 50 metros no mar sem fazer ao menos uma parada. Além disso, 45% deles não sabem nadar ou são nadadores iniciantes no mar. Allen alerta que até mesmo nadadores experientes de piscina podem entrar em pânico quando estão em águas abertas.
You know, where we swim on the Gold Coast, obviously you've got to get out through the break, and that varies from day to day. Some days that break can be quite heavy. For an inexperienced swimmer, that can be very daunting. People of average fitness are fine as long as they can stay relaxed and confident. If they are quite anxious, then they'll fatigue very quickly.
Um estudo de 10 anos sobre mortes por afogamento de pessoas nascidas no exterior, divulgado pelo Royal Life Saving esse ano, apontou que pessoas nascidas fora da Austrália representam uma em cada 4 mortes por afogamento na Austrália. O presidente do Clube de Águas Abertas de Gold Coast, Steve Cornelians, acredita que isso seja pelo fato de muitos não estarem familiarizados com as técnicas necessárias para nadar em águas abertas.
A lot of people that are new to the country haven't got the swimming strength background, and I have found that, you know, I've got a Japanese lady there that's in her 40s. It took her 6 goes to actually get out past the wave zone because she didn't know how to duck dive, which is one of the skills you need to get under a wave.
Stuart Allen recomenda que os nadadores não acostumados a nadar em águas abertas que entrem para um clube para buscar ajuda. Ele faz parte do Clube de Águas Abertas de Gold Coast, liderado por Steve Cornelius, com quem se encontra para nadar junto todo o sábado de manhã na praia de Coorabah.
On the Gold Coast, we have lifeguard towers, and they're roughly 500 metres apart. So we'll swim 500 metres between the lifeguard towers, and then everybody will regroup so that people aren't swimming on their own for very long, if at all. Once everybody's regrouped, we'll swim another 500 metres. And people can then opt out at a kilometre or a kilometre and a half or 2Ks, 2.5 is probably as far as we go. It's a matter of biting off those little bits and getting started in a way that you're comfortable with. And that, to me, is the big thing about ocean swimming. It's fantastic to be out there, but you need to be relaxed to be enjoying it.
A doutora Meredith Kempe é gerente de risco e planejamento do Beach Watch Program do Departamento de Meio Ambiente e Herança de Nova Gales do Sul. Ela alerta para que as pessoas não nadem em águas abertas depois de uma chuva pesada para evitar contato com poluentes presentes na água devido à água da chuva. Pessoas idosas com um sistema imunológico fraco estão mais suscetíveis a contrair doenças por conta de bactérias contidas na água.
What we find is that after heavy rain, there is an increased risk of contracting illnesses like gastroenteritis and ear, eye and throat infections.
A doutora Kempe recomenda ficar longe das águas do mar ao menos um dia depois de uma forte chuva e até 3 dias nas áreas portuárias. Outra alternativa é verificar visualmente as condições da água ou acessar o site de monitoramento aquático da sua praia local para tomar qualquer decisão antes de entrar no mar.
And these are things like discolored water, whether there's any odor or oil or scum in the water, as well as any sort of litter which may have been washed in.
Algumas pessoas pensam que ataque de tubarão é o principal perigo das águas abertas na Austrália. Entretanto, de acordo com o Surf Life Saving Australia, fortes correntes são a principal ameaça, responsáveis por 19 mortes em média por ano no país. Cornelius alerta para sempre nadar entre as bandeiras que são colocadas em áreas sem correntes perigosas.
And a rip is a area of the coastline where the water is going out more so than coming in. So, therefore, swimming into the shoreline in a rip area is very, very difficult where a lot of people just can't do it. So, that's why we look for the flag area to swim in, because we know that the water is not trying to carry us out to sea. We can go into sea without that interference.
Jason Matias para SBS em português.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.